Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, bisnis di seluruh Australia sedang berjuang untuk pulih dari beban ekonomi akibat COVID-19 yang menyebabkan kekurangan pekerja terampil. Kamar Dagang dan Industri, Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, mendesak pemerintah untuk mengambil tindakan dan mempermudah akses migran terampil. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Masila Ali dan Felicity Ogilvy. Spiros Senos adalah pemilik Centennial Park Automotives. Bisnisnya adalah salah satu dari banyak bisnis yang menderita kekurangan pekerja terampil.
Not many mechanics available at the moment. There's a shortage of them. Every workshop I do speak to have the same problem. I've had an ad running since October last year, and had no one come out for the job.
Saat ini, Senos sedang mencoba membantu mantan karyawannya yang meninggalkan Australia ke Spanyol tahun lalu untuk kembali dan bekerja untuknya. Namun, penutupan perbatasan dan kerumitan program migrasi terampil Australia yang kompleks telah mempersulit mereka berdua.
We have a mechanic, Xavier, who is working for us for 2 years. Went back last year and he's willing to come back to Australia. And we are going to sponsor him if we get him back. We will sponsor Xavier. He's just waiting for the borders to open to get back over here.
Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry atau ACCI mendesak pemerintah federal untuk membuat migrasi terampil lebih mudah diakses oleh para bisnis. Dalam pengajuan ke Joint Standing Committee on Migration, kelompok tersebut mengatakan kekurangan keterampilan dan tenaga kerja sangat mempengaruhi bisnis di seluruh Australia ketika mereka mencoba untuk pulih dari pandemi COVID-19. CEO Jenny Lambert mengatakan penutupan perbatasan Australia yang berkepanjangan berkontribusi pada kekurangan keterampilan.
Now had over 12 months where the pipeline of skilled migration has been completely closed down. So there has been very few skilled migrants been able to get into the country and those have been in a very narrow range of occupations. You know, that has really led to some significant skill shortages in a range of regional locations and in a range of occupations and industries. So that pipeline being closed down for that length of time, it has made a significant impact on a whole range of businesses.
Spiros Senos setuju dengan hal itu.
If the borders would open and get some skilled technicians allowed back into the country, so we can start seeing some mechanics. We need workers. We've got plenty of work on, but no one to do the work.
Mekanik tidak ada dalam daftar migrasi terampil pemerintah saat ini. Ada 18 profesi termasuk dokter umum, perawat, insinyur, perangkat lunak, dan pekerja sosial yang menurut pemerintah diperlukan untuk mendukung pemulihan ekonomi Australia. Lambert mengatakan pemerintah perlu memperluas cakupan pekerjaan yang memenuhi syarat untuk migrasi terampil.
We need to expand the number of occupations that are coming in, to fill priority occupations. And those priorities are now no longer just about how we manage COVID. I mean, so obviously we've had priority occupations about nurses and doctors, but there are priorities, economic priorities that need to drive our decisions in relation to migrants at the moment. And we certainly need a broader range of occupations being allowed to come into the country under the current rules.
Ia mengatakan komunitas regional juga menanggung beban akibat penutupan perbatasan karena para migran biasanya mengisi pekerjaan musiman di bidang pertanian dan perhotelan.
Seasonal workers, not just in agriculture, which often gets a lot of attention, and quite rightly so. They've got fruit and vegetable rotting on the ground because they can't get enough people to pick their produce. But it's also in the hospitality area. We're obviously doing major promotion to get Australians to travel to a whole range of great regional tourist spots. But for many of those businesses, they can't even open up all their rooms, or they don't have enough staff to open up their restaurants to their full capacity because they just can't get the people.
Ekonom Sarah Hunter mengatakan terlalu dini untuk mengetahui apakah kurangnya pekerja terampil merupakan masalah yang cukup besar untuk mempengaruhi pertumbuhan ekonomi yang lebih luas. Ia mengatakan akan membutuhkan setidaknya 6 bulan sebelum data menunjukkan jika kekurangan pekerjaan akan menghambat pertumbuhan dan menaikkan gaji.
This is a very, very new thing. There is not really widespread evidence yet that this is a major constraint of any description. It's really just anecdotal evidence, pockets. The mechanic you interviewed earlier on, he's one micro example. That's not really enough to say definitively right now that this is a constraint on growth. We just don't know that yet.
Kamar Dagang sekarang meminta pemerintah untuk mengelola kedatangan dengan cara yang mengontrol risiko, namun juga menguntungkan ekonomi. Mereka juga mendesak perombakan program migrasi terampil pemerintah dengan mengatakan itu menjadi terlalu rumit dan terlalu mahal.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.